So let's review. Sok the Mishnah. Ha-chashad ala shvi'is, ain't a chashad ala maizris. One who is suspected of violating the halachas of Shemitah is not suspected of violating the halachas of Maiser because it has a chumrah. Similarly, ha-chashad ala maizris, ain't a chashad ala shvi'is. One who is suspected of violating the halachas of Maiser is not suspected of violating the halachas of Shemitah because it has a chumrah. As the Gemara explains, each one has a chumrah, a stringency, Maiser. Shvi'is loy bayachayma, Maiser keeping the bayachayma chamrle. Shemitah produce may be eaten anywhere, while Maiser Shein is restricted to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Therefore, because of its stringency, people are more careful with the halachas of Maiser. Shemitah. Maiser is lepidyon. Shvi is keeping the less lepidyon, chamirle. Maiser can be redeemed, but Shemitah produce cannot be redeemed. Therefore, because of its stringency, people are more careful with the halachas of Shemitah. Mishnah continues. Ha-chashad al zeh v'al zeh, chashad al atayrus. One who is suspected regarding both of the above halachas is suspected of not keeping his foods tahar, because keeping the chashad adayraisa koshkin adirabanan. Since he transgresses halachas adayraisa, he's certainly not careful with halachas adirabanan. However, v'yeshu chashad ala tairis, v'ein chashad lo alzeh v'lo alzeh. One who is suspected of not being careful with tairis is not suspected of violating shmita or meister, because n'hi adirabanan chashad adayraisa lo chashad. He's only lacked with matters that are midirabanan, but not with matters that are midirabanan. Mishnah concludes, Zeha klal, ha-chashad al davar le'idanu v'le mi'idai. The general rule is that one who is suspected of violating a certain halacha cannot judge nor testify in the case concerning this halacha. Regarding the first ruling of our Mishnah, ha-chashad al ha-shvi'is en ha-chashad al ha-maisus, the Gemara points out, zu div Rebbe Kiva stimta. This reflects the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. The Chacham disagree and say that one who is suspected regarding Shemitah is also suspected regarding Maiser. And the Gemara explains, man Chacham Rebbe Yehuda. Yehuda is the opinion who disagrees with Rebbe Kiva, because Ba'asid Rebbe Yehuda Shvi is Chamir Lahu. In his area, people were more meticulous with the halachas of Shemitah. Another version of this ruling, of a Chacham Ayim Chashad Ala Maiser Chashad Ala Shvi'is. The Chacham hold that one who is suspect regarding Maiser is also suspect regarding Shemitah. And Rashi adds, V'koshkin Chashad HaShvi'is Chashad HaMaiser. And certainly one who is suspect regarding Shemitah is also suspect regarding Maiser. And the Gemara explains, Man Chacham Reb Meir Hi. Reb Meir is the opinion who disagrees with Rebbe Kiva because he holds Chashal L'davar Echad HaVachashal L'chadzer Akula. One who is suspected regarding one halacha is suspected regarding all other halachas of the Torah, even those that are more stringent, as he ruled in the following brisa. Ama arit shekibol alav divri chaveris v'nechshed l'davar echad nechshed l'chal terikul de Reb Meir. And Ama arit is not trust regarding merits of taharis unless he accepts upon himself to become a chaver. Rashi cites a tesefta that lists the conduct of a chaver. Lo'itin truma meisr l'ama arit, he will not give trumas and meisrs to an Ama arit. Shlo yasa tairis etzal Ama arit, he will not prepare tairis near an Ama arit. Shiecha chulun b'tahara, he will eat his chulun in purity as if they were truma. And ya'aser eshu oichel ve'eshu meicher ve'eshu lekech. He takes maaser from whatever he eats, sells, and buys. Reb Meir holds that if he accepted to do this and was then suspected of violating one of these halachas, he's suspected regarding all these halachas. However, chachamim ayimrim ein nechshed ela la'isa davar b'vad. He's only suspect regarding that one halacha. The Gemara now cites several brises about accepting these rules. Habala kabel deber chaveris chutz midaver echad ein makabel noise. If someone wants to accept upon himself to conduct himself and to be trusted like a chaver with all these rules except for one specific thing, he's not accepted. However, the Gemara in the beginning of the next daf cites machlekes regarding kulin shel chazer ben. If they later retracted and did tshuva and now want to accept chaveris completely, all the rules with no exception, Meir says im akabun oisan oylamas. We do not accept them ever. B'hudaim chazer b'mat meinis im makabun oisan b'fahes im makabun oisan. If they change their minds privately, we do not accept them. But if they reverse their positions publicly, we accept them. Another version of this ruling, im osu divrein b'matmainius mekabnoisen b'fahese in mekabnoisen. If they only acted improperly in private, we accept them. But if they acted that way publicly, we no longer accept them. However, Reb Shimon karcha imrim benkach benkach mekabnoisen. Either way, we accept them because the pasuk says shuva vanim shevavim. Shuva is always accepted. Imirenu shenayg b'tzina b'teich beisa mekabnoisen ve'achkach malamnoisen. If we see that he's careful with these matters in the privacy of his home, we accept him as a chaver and then teach him all the relevant rules. But im lav malam de noise v'achakach mekab noise. If we do not see this, we first teach him the rules and only then do we accept him. However, b'shem ben yichay aimer benkech benkech mekab noise v'hu lamed kedarka v'haylech. Either way, we accept him and then he learns the rules as he goes along. Mekab l'knofayim v'achakach mekab l'tahiris. We first accept him regarding the simpler custom of netilas yadayim, washing his hands before eating bread and before touching truma, and we then accept in regard the rest of the halachas of tairis. The mamre in mekabel elik nafayim mekam naise, and he could choose to only be considered a chaver regarding etilas yadayim. However, kibul taharis vele kibul knafayim afla taharis le kibul. If he accepted the rules of taharis but not the relatively simple rules of netilas yadayim, he's not considered a chaver at all because he will certainly not be careful with the more difficult rules of taharis. At kama mekabel naise, there's a machlekes for how long must he keep these practices before he's trusted as a chaver. After 30 days, we trust him regarding tumah of liquids, which is all the midrabanan. After 12 months, we trust him regarding tumah of clothing as well, which is midiraisa. However, after 30 days, he's trusted regarding all tumahs. He needs to accept before three chaverim, but the other members of his household do not need to do so. However, they only take accept before three chaverim because in the dem chaver shekibul leben chaver shekibul, the son will be more meticulous if he accepts it personally than if he merely follows his father's practices. Everyone, even the talmud chacham, must accept before three chaverim. However, zokin b'yeshiva in a tzarich likabel b'fnei shleish chaverim, an elder from the Sanhedrin does not need to accept because kfar kibul lov mishosh sheyashav, he already accepted when he joined the court. However, abishol loimer af talmud chacham in a tzarich likabel b'fnei shleish chaverim, even a talmud chacham does not need to accept. Furthermore, achir mekabel lofanav, others can accept in front of him. Chaver shemeis ishle uvanu b'fnei veisa harein b'cheskasen ad sheyichashtu. When a chaver dies, his wife and other family members are still trusted unless there is reason to suspect them. Eches hama arach nisus lechaver, v'chin bita shalama arach nisus lechaver, v'chin avdi shalama arach nimka lechaver. If a woman was married to an hama arach and then married a chaver, or if the daughter of an hama arach married a chaver, or if the slave of an hama arach was sold to a chaver, kulin tzuichin lekabel dibri chaveris betchila. They all need to accept these practices. However, eches chaver shenisus lama arach, v'chin bita shal chaver shenisus lama arach, v'chin avdi shal chaver shenimka lama arach. If a woman is married to a chaver and then married an Am Aretz, or if the daughter of a chaver married an Am Aretz, or if the slave of a chaver sold to an Am Aretz, im chazu tachas yad chaver, ein tzuichin lekabel dibri chaveris betchila. When they return to a chaver, they do not need to accept the rules again because they're still trusted. However, im meir ema afein tzuichin lekabel alein dibri chaveris betchila. They do need to accept the rules again.